Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at Menards.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need rain, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine.
Welcome to episode 430 of Fourth and Gone. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Tim's and Cade in the building. Primo is on his way as well. But it's, you know, happy summer. You know, we're here in the dog days looking for topics, and we thought about some true or false. This is going to be interesting. Interesting conversation because not everything is true and not everything is false. We're going to talk about some topics. We can make up some on the fly. You can bring up some topics, some true or false topics you want us to talk about. Just have fun with it. Today's a big day. Not only the true and false day, but it's also my pop's birthday, so big happy birthday to
Big Jess.
Big Jess in the building.
Happy birthday.
91 years old, man. I don't know.
Dang.
I don't know that many black men that are 91.
I know a football team that's 91 years old. Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Wow. So
both founded in the same year.
Yeah. So maybe happy birthday to both of them. But Ev, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Ended up having a good weekend. Went out to Lancaster and celebrated a wedding. That was a great time. Congratulations to the Formses. You like that? Yeah.
I was going to say refined these days.
My girlfriend's helped out a tremendous amount. Apparently, you can do different hairstyles than slicking your hair back like a dickhead when you're not even Italian.
So, what's wrong with the Pat Riley?
not big on it. Not big on it. Not on me, at least. Maybe it works for other people. It doesn't work for me as well. Had a great time out there. Just ticking away time until it's time for the Eagles. And do you think that we are – do you guys, like, sit around thinking that Howie Roseman is going to pull that trigger any day? Like, we still got some salary cap to work with here. We still got some tradable pieces. Are you guys, you know, keeping that in the back of your mind every day that there could be a move that we are yet to see?
I'm thinking about this stuff when I wake up. I have dreams about this stuff. I'm still like, is loaded? Is this offenses? Like, do they get a wide receiver three, or are they happy with what we have? Justin Simmons, what is he doing right now? Is he in Japan with Hassan? I don't know. You know,
that's such a wild picture, bro. That was such a wild picture. Like, when I seen the first of all, let's talk about the socks and the thong joints, right? Like, when I sent that in the group, or sent that in the group text, I said, what is going on?
Was that a violation?
Hell yeah, that was a violation.
You never socked and flopped?
Nah. Slides. Thongs. Yeah. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I got nice toes. You know what I'm saying, for a guy, but yo, come on now. Some of us gotta hide the toes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We'll see. True or false? That is a violation.
Socks and flip flops with a thong. That's a violation.
It's a violation.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well. Let's get into this true and false thing. I think. Obviously. There's one guy who I've been talking about for years, even before he was an Eagle. Shout out to Mal Davis. We had our top 10 prospects that we wanted the Eagles to draft. And there was a guy out of South Dakota, a tight end. And his name was Dallas Goedert. And Dallas Goedert, we've been talking about Dallas Goedert being 29. So he has no guaranteed money that exists on his deal after 2024. Goddard is under contract through 2025, but for a non-guaranteed $14.25 million, in compensation and a cap charge of $11.81 million. Will this be Dallas Scott? Oh, geez. Dallas Goedert's last year playing for the Philadelphia Eagles?
You know, it's an interesting question. And it's also one, too, that, like, Dallas Goedert is a guy on this team where I think that the talent that I believe that he possesses doesn't really match his output that we've seen year in and year out from him. I think that he is way more talented than the numbers would tell you. You know, each year going into it, I feel like he's been projected as one of the top tight ends in the league. And I feel like he tends to fall more middle of the pack. And I think that that is just because we have so many offensive pieces on our team. But if I'm looking at this in Eagles history wise, like, our number one tight end, I feel like, is a player that is consistent. I think all the way back to Selleck and then to Ertz and now to Goddard. I think that if you have a solid tight end, even if we're not using them as much as I think we should be using them, I think that they value that position. And I think that Dallas Goedert has to find another contract here.
You say yes.
He does.
It's a lot of I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I hate when people say that anyway. But anyway, I'm playing devil's advocate. That's a lot of that's a lot of money between AJ, Devontae, and
it is, but you're going to have to pay for a tight end regardless, and you're either paying for Dallas Goedert that you know what he is, you know that he can be productive for you, you know he's a legitimate NFL tight end one in this league, or you could take a gamble and you can hope to find one in the draft or trade for a guy that potentially won't work as well in the system. But I will say that it, because of what I said, maybe this isn't the perfect system for Dallas Goedert either.
I think Dallas knows that he on another team, what would it look like? You know, what would his production look like? I know he probably, I think he loves the chemistry here, and again, he got paid here. What's more important to him, getting paid, or I mean, you get your value when you can, and I think he's a guy that can maximize his value. If they plan, you know how he does. You know, Hassan was one of those guys who, had some money left, not guaranteed, and he moved on from him. So what, it'll be interesting. Tim, what say you?
Yeah, man, I feel. Can I get a healthy Dallas Goedert? That's what I need. We know he has the skill traits to be that top five tight end in the league and be respected. And, you know, just how Ev just said that he falls in the middle of the pack. He's always injured. And these injuries are like, they seem intentional. The year before that, we went to the Super Bowl, that cheap shot, I don't know how it was against the Commanders. The referee didn't see it. That was crazy. And then the last one against the Cowboys, that was dirty. That was dirty. Yeah. And trying to break his forearm, and he did. And then it's just, he always gets the bad end of the stick. You know what I'm saying? Gets the short end of the stick. I'm sorry. So talented wise, Dallas Goedert is a top five, but just haven't seen him in the system in long enough. But I feel especially with Kellen Moore being here, he's definitely going to be getting that, you know, those underneath routes and be eaten up. So this is his chance, man. This is the make it break year. So
I mean, if it's a contract year too, you know, like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, people make ball it out in a contract year.
Yeah, so
we got a true from Ev. You got a false from Tim.
How was the question posed? I thought it was, is this his last year?
Is that true or false?
Well, I say false.
I say false.
False.
Oh,
we'll see.
Okay, prime about to break. Break.
Yeah, he is.
Break it up. Wait, here.
So you do, Tim. I'm so confused now. Tim, you do think that he's gonna be here again or no?
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna be here again. I just think I started off kind of like the bad, and then in the ugly, and then I ended it with the good. If he can stay healthy, and it's a contract year, most definitely gonna get a contract extension.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about here? My bad for being late to the show.
Drum roll, please. So Dallas Goedert, man, talking about him
Let's see, move this banner up.
I'm keeping track of all these, by the way, too.
Dallas Goedert, I'll say it again, has no guaranteed money that exists on his deal after 2024. He's under contract through 2025, but not on a non-guaranteed $14.25 million compensation and a cap charge of $11.81. Will this be Dallas Goedert's last year playing for the Eagles?
I truly believe this will be Dallas Goedert's last year playing for the Eagles.
Oh, so he said it's kind of all right. So if I worded it correctly, this will be Dallas Goedert's last year playing for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
I'm going to say, as much as I love Dallas Goedert, man, I just think he can get his worth if it's tough, man, because I'm talking about the way they it's a lot of money tied in, and I feel like Dallas can get that. Now, you know, I'm just saying, I would love for him to come back, but you know how he does things, he doesn't like. But hey, when the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year, Dallas is going to want to come back. But I'm going to say true. This will be the last.
So okay, and Tim, you agree? Am I the only one that said he will be back?
No, I said he will be back.
All right.
See, I mean, the chat is saying Goddard going to eat in this offense. Bird Gang is saying Goddard will thrive in a Moore system.
I go mostly based off of Eagles history and how they treat the tight end position, and I think that they tend to hold on to them if they work.
Yeah.
What happened?
What was the only tight end? I think the only tight end that they let go was probably what, L.J. Smith, right?
I was going to say L.J. Smith. That was the only one.
Yeah, he was probably the only one that I know that was like, yo, all right, you can hit the door. Bye.
Yeah.
But, Brett Celek, he was extended. Zach Ertz was extended. Like, he's going to find he is a prototypical of a Philadelphia tight end.
Yep.
He'll be here. I hate to burst a bubble. Hey,
no bubble bursted here. I'm happy.
No, I mean, it's not even about bursting the bubble. I mean, it's like, I think what you mentioned earlier, it's the fact that he definitely has to stay healthy. So that's
people wishing we got Brock Bowers over Quinion. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, well, my thing here, if he does get injured, then he's automatic. I don't want to speak that into existence either. But I'm saying if he did get injured, that would lessen his value, and he would be back. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he's fully healthy and has a monster year like I think he is, bro, he's going to want his worth, and he's worth it. I think we love him more than the league loves him, but we're Eagle fans.
All right. What's the next one here?
So we got a softball. Is this a softball question? But let's see. The Philadelphia Eagles will – sweep the division in 2024. Is that true or false?
Anybody? Because I'll stand on the table right now. It's happening.
No.
This year?
No.
Yeah. I think it's happening.
Yeah. When's the last time we swept?
Got to be a first time for everything, bro.
No, false. Sorry.
Dude, I think that Dallas took a serious step back this year. I think that DC is in a transition. The Giants are garbage. I think we sweep.
Dallas is definitely taking steps back, and they continue to take steps back as the days go on. So, Dallas, it's pretty much done for them. Washington, I agree with you. It is a rebuild, and, you know, I already mentioned way earlier, many shows ago, that I just don't feel that Quinn is that head coach material. And then with New York Giants, all faith in Daniel Jones, and that's what they got to worry about the next couple of years. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, Evan. This one might be this might be a true, bro.
True. Oh, you got, we got a true from Ev?
I say true.
Prime got a true.
Yeah,
I got a true.
Tim got a false.
Yeah. Think about it though.
Think about it.
And we're gonna. And then I know this is probably nitpicking and going through with scenarios, but like, once we have the division locked up, week 17, week 18 against the Giants, bro. Come on, man. We putting up the you know the backups of the backups. We going into the playoffs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Rack Shack says no sweep in his opinion. They haven't won a game in Dallas since 2017. Anthony
gotta,
says
gotta break these.
I don't know if we sweep and absolutely love my birds. I'd like to see how the first week goes. Todd was saying with his chest, we dominated the division this year.
Yes, sir, Todd.
I'm gonna go false. I think whether we sit guys at the end of the year, resting period, I think it's potential that we drop one to the division. I mean, your best opponents that play you the best are usually the ones in your division. So I'm going to say false. We catch a L one, maybe one. All right, is that okay?
Against who?
Washington.
We always it's
I'm not Washington sure. gives us
Cowboys probably more
Cowboys than they should. I say Cowboys.
Cowboys are Garbo.
So
love to say it.
All right, so everyone's going to Dallas to see that W.
Cowboys winning 9 games this year.
Neither. You know that's on my mind. You know that's on my mind.
I'm down. Y'all just let me know what's up. I'm
ready. You know what's on my mind.
Okay. What else is on our minds is Saquon Barkley. This guy, it's nice to have a superstar running back. Saquon rushed for 1,307 yards in 2018. Played 16 games, 1,003 yards in 2019, 13 games played. 1,312 yards in 2022, played 16 games, let me remind you. This is a two-part question. Does he rush for 1,000 yards in 2024? Does he rush for 1,500 yards in 2024? Does Saquon play in over under 15 games this year?
So I said on a previous show that I think that Saquon Barkley is going to be the focal point of this offense. 1,500 yards is a lot of yards. I think he definitely cruises past 1,000. I think he's going to be right at 15 games played. But I have him at 1,300 yards rushing this year.
13?
Didn't you say 2,000? A couple,
I
said yards from scrimmage.
Oh,
that
yeah,
includes receiving yards.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. So that is a hey, yeah, Tim. So you go next, Tim.
I think I'm going to be 14. I'm going 14, and I believe he plays all 17 games. I mean, I feel like we're gonna have the division locked up early, so he's gonna play 15 games, he's gonna sit out and I think he's going to be the guy that puts us over the top. He's going to be that Christian McCaffrey, how he was for the Niners, and it's going to go in that sense for us.
To an extent, because I don't want him running too many plays like you know Christian McCaffrey. I don't want to hurt that dude because then we ain't going to get a full season out of Saquon Barkley. So yeah, I mean, I definitely think he's going to go over 1,000. Shit, I honestly think he's going to go over 15. So that's a yes on the first. Yes, on the second. Game-wise, I don't see him playing all 17. I think, you know what I mean, confidence-wise, we're going to have this bad boy wrapped up pretty early, resting players, getting ready for playoffs. So I'm going to say, I think I'm going to go with Tim's number, 14 games maybe, 14, 15 games.
Yeah, I'm going to go – I think Saquon does get 1,000. And does he rush for 1,500? I don't think so. I don't think the Eagles want to use him. Like he's that dude. He got paid like that dude. But again, it's really about, and I think Saquon knows this, getting into postseason. Hasn't really played postseason with the Giants, like really played with the Giants like that. I think.
How many games do you say he played?
I say I give him 15, and he sits out a couple games and maybe. Misses one.
Mark this down, though. Mark this down. Against the Packers, he's going to go for like
200.
He's going to go crazy. Week one, he's going to go crazy.
I like that.
He's going to, I mean, I think he's like, the first like the first like four plays out for like 80, 90 yards. He's gonna go off game one, bro.
In Brazil.
And Gail will be there.
I'll be drinking some capuinas. Whatever, I say that word wrong every show. So talking about crazy, how crazy were we when we drafted this guy? And this question, I think this one came from Evan. Evan, so true or false? The anointed one, Quinyon Mitchell. Does Quinyon Mitchell start week one?
You got him for a reason. He's, I believe, the top corner in the draft. They had him and Terrion Arnold both sitting there, and they chose Quinyon Mitchell. That to me tells me that they think he's the best corner that was available in this entire draft. I think it's someone that they don't think was going to fall to them. And I just look at, you know, Bradberry was our starter opposite of Slay last year. It's definitely not going to be Bradberry again to start the year this year. So he's going to be fighting guys that haven't been our starting corner. So to me, I think the investment you made in him, I think how good he is, I think he's our starter week one.
Yeah, we've been talking about it throughout, you know, the beginning of, like, the draft and all that stuff. Like, this is the year where we want to go ahead and draft these first-round, second-round players to not – sit behind anybody. It's to be out there on the field. That's the reason why we're drafting him so early, you know what I mean? So yeah, I think he's definitely gonna go ahead and start. I mean, this is like your son, Gail, so yeah, for sure you want him to be in there
like first Mark week Hurtson? Of
the season. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, this is the first week of your season, so you definitely want to go ahead and see that boy yours shine. You were really hyped up about getting him, so yeah, you better do whatever you gotta do to push that to happen.
The comments are interesting. Q says will be a starter week one. Bird Gang with his chest, false. He will start by week eight if he continues to grow. Rack Shack says no questions at all. He believes Quinyon will start right away. And I had this conversation with Tim. I said, and not these exact words, but I said, you crazy? Something before that. And then I said, the reason why I feel like he's starting is just what I saw on the field. Like, he was so smooth with it that I don't really have that many doubts in, like, just the way his play was. I just thought he was, he's still raw, but the way he was out there playing was tremendous. Then again, if you think about Vic Fangio, he's going to want him to be on point with everything. If he has the defense down, he should be starting. So yes,
so you say yes.
True.
And Tim,
false.
Wow. This guy.
So who is going to be? Rodgers? Going to be Keeley?
I think it's going to be Isaiah Rodgers. It's because just due to the fact, I feel like they're going to ease him in there. I feel like they're going to ease him. And yes, I see with my own eyes down in the Senior Bowl. Please don't bark. Please don't yell at me. He was smooth. He's a pro. He's a pro's pro, but I feel like with the competition that we have there, you go what you're comfortable with, and then you want to see the growth, and that's what I see. I don't know about him starting at nickel. I don't think
Tim?
Were you sure you don't want me to start yelling? I'm trying to figure out where you're going with that shit, man. Come on, you were there. I just saw you for yourself. Senior yes. Bowl. You saw the confidence the kid had. You saw yes. He was a shutdown dude. I mean, he's
stand on
out.
Your ground, Tim. If you don't believe it's gonna happen, stand on your ground.
He's calling out number one receivers out from the sideline to come over here and show him what he got, what they got, and they ain't got shit on him. You gonna tell me he ain't starting week one?
Listen, what I'm saying is, when it comes to this competition that's in this damn room, I'm sorry. You're going to go with who's going to be shutting down folks in practice.
Let me just say this.
Preseason, you know what I'm saying? I just don't think he's going to start week one. Yeah, he might start week two, week three. I just don't think week one.
Who's crazy enough to tell A.J. Brown that the route was trash?
Dude, that was pretty crazy to hear.
Come on, man. I dislike how y'all are really going against Isaiah Rodgers.
I'm asking
Healy Ringo. You guys are going against him. Yes, I see it. I see it with my own eyes. These two things right here, I got 20/20 vision. know what I'm saying? I'm still young. You know what I mean?
Put him in the bathroom and lock the goddamn door.
My question, Tim, is you're an owner of a pool, right? Yes. So, you know, sometimes when you throw when you don't know how to swim, sometimes throw you in the deep end to swim. Just throw you in the pool. You're not about who was thrown in the pool. See,
okay, HR. Perfect example though. You're gonna sit there and say, "Oh yeah, we're just gonna throw him out there like that, right?" And then what happens if he makes a mistake?
He's going to make mistakes.
Damn, y'all jumping on me. Y'all
I'm just saying, every player that's played this league is going to make mistakes. And I think that he has to work through those mistakes. He's going to get burnt one or two times. You know what I mean?
Got you. But I got you. But this is what I want to see from Quinya. In case he gets burnt, I'm not saying he's going to get burnt. I don't want to speak negative on him because you know what I'm saying? Like, because my eyes, what I've seen down in the Senior Bowl, I don't think it's going to be like that. But what I'm saying is, I hope that if he's that type of cat, right, that I know he is, I hope he has amnesia. I hope he has a little bit of that, you know, Jalen Mills in him. If something happens, wave your finger. No. I'm going to go back and face that wide receiver again. That's what I'm hoping for. And I'm hoping that Eagle fans, our expectations are high. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's what I'm scared about. And I guess that's probably me because I'm a Quinyon fan and I don't want to see him be down. I think that's it. I think I'm more of he's my son more than Gale.
Yo, Pops, you ain't got nothing to worry about, man. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Just meeting that kid in person, man. You can just see that confidence level in him, man. Like, I think he's going to be fine. I think
we ain't bring Tim to the Senior Bowl next year. He gonna sit there
because I'm protecting my guy. Damn,
bro. The competition. I love the competition. I've seen some Ringo stands. I've seen. Isaiah Rogers stands. It's cool. I love it. I love the competition, but I feel like I told you this off screen. I was like, if they thought they had that guy originally, they wouldn't have drafted Quinyon in the first.
Right.
And again, we also have Cooper DeJean as well. So that's another guy to throw into the mix. So again, exactly. Competition is going to be great. We should move on to the next one because I got my dad's going to.
I got you. Let's keep it going.
Ice cream cake.
I'm over here starting stuff. Okay. I'm over here starting stuff.
You want to be starting something, okay? Talk about Devontae Smith. First of all, before we get to that, Devontae Smith does have a softball game, a celebrity softball game, June 29th, which is a Saturday. It's going to be in Allentown. I know me and Prime are going to be there. I don't know about Ev. Mm. Ev's got a date, probably.
Why is Jalen Rager going to be there? Why?
Easy. Let's focus. Stay focused. You tend to get off. It's all about Devontae Smith and bringing these celebrities. T.O. is going to be there. If you didn't see him go yard last year, it was tremendous. But make sure you're there. Tickets are still available. Follow the information. It's going to be amazing. Okay, moving right along. Devontae Smith is the topic. Devontae Smith, does Devontae Smith finally make a Pro Bowl in 2024? He's been kind of snubbed the last kind of a couple years. I'm going to start this one off, and I'm going to say true. I think Devontae Smith goes ham this year.
Best, would you be willing to go out and say his best year yet as a pro?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Confident about that.
Okay. I agree.
I'm going to say hell yeah. To piggyback off of what you just said, Evan, I think he's going to have a monster year, and his expectations just go higher and higher every year. So, yes, we're going to probably, you know, get the best out of Devontae this upcoming season. And just like the last couple years, even though he got snubbed out of it, yeah, I think he definitely makes his first Pro Bowl, and it's going to be well-deserved.
I mean, I think that we can all agree on this one. I think that Devontae Smith has put himself on the map. The past two seasons, he has been snubbed. Obviously, he's well known around the league. By the end of the season, you know, he's a household name. He shows up every single week, and that's one of the things that I absolutely love. Is like when we first drafted Devontae Smith, the one thing that everybody that was a hater on him was saying that he's too small and he's not going to be able to last in this league. this man has played, I think, nearly every game so far of his career. And so he's reliable. You know, he is the guy that you want to throw to when the game is on the line. I think Devontae Smith definitely does make the Pro Bowl this year. And he's got that dad strength now. Man's a father.
Yeah, dad strength is different. You know what I mean? Like if they say, hey, open this jar, dad comes in. Prime knows. Open the jar. It's like, you don't need that little rubber thing that you put on there. You're like, nah, give it to me. I got it. Yeah, I got it. Moving right along. And again, if you missed it, if you're just popping on, Devontae Smith has has a softball game. Okay.
Speaking of that, Gail, you might want to tell him. Tell our guest in the comments.
Hey, if you want a T-shirt, Tim is going to send someone a T-shirt. So all you have to do is go to the YouTube comments. Okay, go to the YouTube comments and type "diehard." Those who type "diehard" in the comments will be entered in an opportunity to get these fly T-shirts. Shout out to Tim.
And shout out to Brotherly Life, Eagles fan.
Yeah.
He does. And go check him out, man. Great artwork. But yeah, Die Hard, and I'll be sending this to you. And yeah, let's get it.
Die Hard in the YouTube comments. That's all you got to do is be able to get it in the YouTube comments for those who are hard of listening.
Elaine went ham.
Y'all know what YouTube.com is?
Hey, check out YouTube. We got about 54,000 of you subscribed on Facebook. So if only 49,000 of you get subscribed to us on YouTube, maybe. Yeah, you know,
good luck, Tim, on choosing one.
Maybe that would be cool. So go to YouTube and put Die Hard in the comments to this video. That's all you got to do. And you get that tea. Moving right along, Howie Roseman. Does Howie Roseman make an in-season trade prior to the deadline? True or false? Does Howie make one more splash signing on the defense before the season starts? True or false?
What's one thing that Howie Roseman loves in the offseason when all lights are on him? It's splash. It's having his name out there. And I'm not saying that as he's vain. I'm saying that as he makes the moves that, you know, the big moves that are required to win championships, man. You know, he's trying to remold a team that gets back to the Super Bowl. And I think that Howie Roseman this is true on both accounts here. I think that we do see another guy signed before the season starts. He's got some money to play with. Mm-hmm. And I think that Howie Roseman, he's going to be kind of looking at where we're deficient. I feel like he's done that for several years now. You know, it was the interior defensive line the past couple of years. When we won the Super Bowl, it was Jay Ajayi. So I think that he does end up making a trade to patch any holes we have in the season.
Yeah, bro, it's like you said. I mean, this is what Howie is known to do, I mean, especially these past few seasons. And everything that he has done this offseason just goes to show that he's all in. We are all in. So we are all definitely looking for that splash. And I agree, man. I think there's going to be one more splash at least before the season starts. And then, I don't know, during the season, I'm kind of like up in the air about that, depending on how well things go and everybody staying healthy. There might not be no need for it, but, you know, he always plays the safeguard and he does whatever he needs to do. So it's a possibility.
It's true or false.
I'm sorry. It's true. It's true.
So I'm going to go true, because what does Howie Roseman always do during preseason, during training camp? Always makes a trade. There's a lot of talent in that DB room. Also, there's a lot of talent that's still left on there for the free agency pool. I mean, I know Howie's waking up every day looking at that free agency pool. Like, yeah, I wonder how much he's asking for. So almost definitely keep your eyes on Eddie Jackson. Keep your eyes on Simmons. Keep your eyes open even for, Corey Davis, the wide receiver that retired a couple of years ago. They're all about making a team better every day, right?
Corey Davis would be interesting. That would be interesting. Yeah. Pick up. Moving right along. Bryce Huff Does Bryce Huff have a better season statistically than Hassan Reddick up in New York? And it's a two-part question. Does Hassan Reddick ever come back to the Eagles in his career? True or false? And that is a directed question at Prime. So we'll go with Prime first.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
I say Bryce Huff is going to have the statistics is going to be better because I don't see Hassan Reddick playing for the Jets as much. That's the reason why. And, you know, I've been talking it into an existence and I still see that it's going to happen. And it might happen, you know, pretty quite soon. I say Hassan's coming back home.
Tim Perkins says the truth. He's got two truths. What say you, Evan?
I am more familiar with Hassan Reddick as an Eagles fan than I am as Bryce. I'm yet to see him, you know, in an Eagles uniform, see him play 17 games. But from what I know about Hassan Reddick is when does he perform is when people think he won't perform and he shows up. And for that reason, I think Hassan Reddick's a dog. I think that's the exact reason that we would all want him back here. So I'm actually going to say that Hassan has a better season statistically than Bryce Huff. But I will say that he does end up in an Eagles uniform again before his career is over.
Yeah, we should have put some wagers on these true and false questions.
Thank you.
This is definitely when we were coming up with these questions, I was like, man, I'm trying to force myself into something. But I think Bryce Huff, I'm going to go out on a limb. Because I'm not sure what's going on with Hassan, and I think Bryce Huff will get the opportunity and snaps to do so. I think he will have a better year statistically.
That word's fucking you up.
Yeah, it's been. bro. That's right.
Yo, I was on the phone with Gil, and Gil's like, statistically, I was like, yo, son.
I couldn't even spell it. I had to look it up. I was like, yo, I can't even. I couldn't.
That's funny.
I'm going to say.
Oh, go ahead.
So you're going to say he does have a better year than him statistically. do you think he comes back or no?
I don't want to bust Prime's bubble, but I don't think he's coming back.
Wow.
Even though I want him to come back because I would love to wear my Hassan Reddick jerseys. If you go down to the pro shop, you can get them for $20 right now.
That number 7 is not available, so.
Yeah.
He come back, but I'm gonna do it the easy way. Stat wise, Huff will have a better season because Hassan is down in Japan talking about, and they was kung fu fighting. He got that kung fu fighting song, the samurai Hassan in the building. I don't think Hassan's coming back. I would definitely put my hands up and be like, yeah, welcome you back, but. Stat-wise.
Chase and Anthony are both talking about testicles. Okay. AJ calls him Samurai Reddick. So if you guys haven't seen him on socials, he's living his best life in Japan. And we are pro Hassan out there. So, so moving right along. Jalen Hurts. Look at the numbers here, okay? Look at the numbers here above his 2023 numbers. 3,858 yards passing, 23 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, a 60.1 QBR. Now, Jalen Hurts throws more than 30 touchdowns. Jalen Hurts will throw under 10 interceptions in 2024. Jalen Hurts will throw for over 4,000 yards. True or false? It's a three-part John. Okay, three-part John.
Ooh. So that would obviously be the best year that Jalen has had in his career, and I think it's about time we see it. I think that the tush-push thing is with Jason Kelce gone, I know that we have another 600-pound squatter in Saquon Barkley, but I think that we're not going to have, if I'm being realistic, the same success with the tush-push without Jason Kelce at the helm. So I think that we're going to start to lean more away from the QB run game, and in turn, that's going to lead to more of a pass-heavy game. And so I'm going to say that Jalen Hurts throws for over 30 touchdowns. He has over 10 interceptions, but also over 4,000 yards. So I'm going to say true, false, true.
True, false, true. Prime?
Yeah. So I'm going to say false on the touchdowns. I think he's going to fall short of 30 touchdowns. Saquon Barkley is going to get a good portion of those his way this year. The interceptions, yeah, I hate to say it, man, he's going to be over 10. So that's what was the question, is he going to be over 10 or under 10?
It's saying he's
under 10.
Yeah, under 10.
All right, yeah, so I think he's going to be over 10. So that's false on that one. And then the 4,000, that's tough, bro.
Wow. Perk thinks he's going to have a fucking Peyton Manning here, dude.
He's going to have a fucking this sounds like if he reaches all these stats, this is an
wow.
So I'm going to say false on the 4,000.
Mark chimes in 40 home 100 yards, 35 TDs, 7 interceptions. I'm gonna say I think he's had to learn from some of these, you know. But my thing with Hurts, he gambles in that sense where he knows AJ Brown is always open, right? So I think he, you know, some plays he'll risk it, but I think he should have learned from the interceptions, throwing 15. I think he throws under maybe 9 interceptions this year. And then I think he does throw over 4,000 yards. And does he throw over 30? I'm going to say this offense got to be explosive, man. It's got to be. I'm going to say yes, he does throw 30 touchdowns.
So, yes, 30 touchdowns. You're saying over 10 interceptions?
He said under 10.
Okay. And then over 4,000 yards. Okay.
You keep confident, track of all these, right?
I am.
Okay.
Having fun. We having fun with it over here.
Tim.
What say you? Yeah. All right. So I got true, false, true.
True, false, true.
Yeah. So nice. I think he goes over 10 interceptions. I believe he gets up to like 4,400 to 4,500.
Wow.
Throwing. Just riding off the coattails of what Gail just said, bro. This you got too many weapons on this offense. Mm-hmm. It's from tight end to running back to the two wide receivers, you know, possibly third with Paris Campbell or, you know, John Ross. John Ross might be that guy that's the phantom guy that surprised everybody. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
So you said the name, might as well go move right along with it. Paris Campbell, man, we've talked about wide receiver 3 endlessly for months, even before the draft. We pick up Paris Campbell. With that being said, true or false, is Paris Campbell wide receiver 3?
Oof. This might be one of the toughest ones yet, man. I am sitting here where, and it's no offense to Paris Campbell, I just would like some better competition in here. And that is meaning that I would like somebody else other than Paris Campbell to be wide receiver 3. But I also have to think about what options are out here. Unless we do it through a trade where Howie's on the phones and he goes and acquires, you know, someone that is hard to deal with, George Pickens. I don't know. I think that Paris Campbell will end up being our wide receiver three, just based off of lack of options out there.
You said so true.
True.
Okay. Primo.
I'm going to say false, man. I think the competition on that wide receiver three is going to be pretty lit this preseason, training camp, and possibility of another wide receiver getting brought into the mix pretty much is going to hurt his chance of being at wide receiver three. So, yeah, I think it's going to go elsewhere. So I just don't see that number three being locked for him.
That's a tough one, then. Tim, true, false?
I think I'm false because I think I answered it last question. I feel like it's going to be one of those revolving doors. They're going to put up whoever's a better matchup in the third option as a wide receiver, like they did last year with Zacchaeus. Quez, I don't know, but whatever. But, like, I just think they're going to be just interchangeable, you know what I mean? And then compare ourselves I almost said Hilton. My bad. Paris Campbell, can he stay healthy? That's the bottom line.
I don't – it's like – I mean, right now he is, you know, like, and I think that's – right now that's a true statement because I feel like he is wide receiver three.
Like, so you stay true?
Until you find someone else, he's wide receiver three. And, again, I feel like he's in a perfect spot to actually prove himself what his value is. And I think – in this type of situation, he has a solid year.
He's wide receiver three for you right now.
Right now.
And then tomorrow, if they sign somebody else, he's no longer wide receiver three every time.
I think because I'm trying to think who's out there. Like you're going to grab homie out of retirement. It's kind of slim pickings out there for wide receiver threes. So I feel like – His relationship with Sirianni.
Bob says Isaiah Rogers.
Yeah.
Rob Hunter Renfro. You got him.
We'll see.
I don't think we get him.
Yeah, we'll see. So moving right along, it was funny because I was doing these graphics and I was like, I deleted one, but I didn't know which one I deleted, but I deleted one. But I guess we'll never know. move right along to Vic Fangio, man. He's done a lot of he's done a lot for our psyches, thinking about our defense. In 2023, Fangio Dolphins defense produced the 10th ranked total defense, 318.3 yards per game. In the NFL, a franchise record 56 sacks. They're in the NFL and 4 defensive scores. True or false? Will Fangio produce a top 10 defensive unit in Philly in 2024?
Man, I think that the pieces are all there. I think the pieces are all there, and I think that we have the right coach at the helm. I think we were seriously handicapping ourselves with coordinators that were essentially learning on the job or, you know, all around just had a bad history with our own players. Like that Matt Patricia signing made no sense to me last year. They tried to fluff it up and say that him and Slay had resolved their differences. But seriously, what was the point in hiring Matt Patricia other than you had zero confidence in Sean Desai and you just were signing a replacement plan? Vic Fangio was that replacement plan for Jonathan Gannon. And so I think that we finally have our coordinator that fits this defensive scheme, and we have the tools in place for it to happen. So I say yes, we will have a top 10 defense this year.
This is a hard truth for me, man, because, you know, the man used to be in the building at one point. He was a mentor. He was helping out with Jonathan Gannon, and, you know, that was the year that we were breaking records with the sacks. The defense was lit, and we're talking about our positions being more stronger this year, you know, than a couple years ago, especially having the right guys in the right positions, the draft picks that we ended up grabbing. So, you know, now that he has, you know, control of this defense by himself to go ahead and handle this, and the turnaround he did for the Miami Dolphins last year, and then, you know, cut all the noise about the the negativity that was coming out of that squad. I mean, I guess they just still butt hurt because he decided to leave, come back, you know, to the Philadelphia Eagles. But I think, you know, with everybody in the right place, he is going to have a top 10, and shit, I might even go as far as saying top 3. I mean, that's how confident I think our defense is going to be this year. And, yeah, we're going to really light it up this year. I can't wait. And you know, I always look forward to the defense when they're on the field, Gary. You know what I mean? You know that better than anybody being at the games with me. I'm always looking forward to the defense.
I'm going to say true. I think it's a get right year. I think if I was going to say Miami compared to Philly, the nightlife is different. You have no distractions like Miami. Speaking of Miami, you know, it's random. Got an opportunity to work with Tyreek Hill. Random, I know. Random as shit. Got a call from Jordan. he said 3 hours. Tyreek Hill was landing in Philadelphia. Could you take photos of Tyreek Hill and his lovely wife and made it happen real quick? Go to their Facebook. I mean, go to their Instagram. You can see the more of the images. But shout out to them. Everyone's taking photos in Philly down by Broad Street, and people are like, I think that's Tyreek Hill. We're trying to lie to all these people. Like, nah, he just looks like him. That's his brother. but anyway, I feel like we were talking about Miami and Philly, and he said Miami is way better than Philly. He loves Philly, but he said Tyreek Hill said Miami nightlife is way better than Philly. So
I think that's an understandable statement. Yeah. It's yeah, Miami.
For sure. So I feel like our defensive players are going to be locked in. We have a shot to be a top 5 defense. Obviously, it's all down to our pass rush. But I do think our secondary is heavily improved. So I'm excited for that. Moving right along, man.
Didn't get Tim there. Tim.
Hey, I know you're just skipping me. You're just skipping me like 3 times. Hey, but people ever since the whole Quinion.
People in the comments are saying that you need to be Tim needs some help.
All right. I don't know about all that. But yeah, I think this defense is definitely gonna be a top 5. And I think I'm gonna double down. I'm gonna double down with Primo. It's gonna be top 5. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, most definitely, man. And just like our guest said, based on the secondary is definitely gonna be definitely improved.
Mm-hmm. Chauncey's back.
That D line.
That shit talking is back. The no fly zone hashtag no fly zone is back. Come on, man. Mm. Yo, I said top 3. You slow your roll. Top 3.
I think I said top 5.
I think that turnovers are truly kind of what ignites a team. Like you remember the years that we went to the Super Bowl, just how the energy, like after anybody on the defense had made an interception, covered a fumble, you know, the whole squad was celebrating. And when you get them in bunches like that, man, when you get them in bunches, that's how it's going to happen. That's what the vibe's going to be. So we need to get back to that.
Yeah, nice segue, Ev, because Chauncey Gardner Johnson, or CD Doo, CJ, whatever you want to call him, CJ, GJ, true or false, CJ Gardner Johnson will lead the team in interceptions this year.
I'm going to go first on this one because I keep on getting cut out.
Yeah.
I'm coming in spicy. Spicy meatballs over here. this is definitely true. And this is one thing I want to say. Shout out to CD Deuce, man. I don't know if you guys heard this little sound bite of a story that happened in camp. I think it was mandatory, the little camp, right? So Dijon dropped the interception. And guess who yelled at him?
CJ?
Scott?
Yeah, he yelled at him. He said, hey, around here, we take those. It's like freak throws. We make those. We eat those. Like, that's exactly what we need. That's exactly what we need. And he's back, and he's definitely gonna. You know what? I'm gonna say it with my chest. I think he gets 10 interceptions this year.
Holy guacamole.
I think he gets 10.
What?
I think he gets 10. Wow. Yep. Say it on my chest. You see the Dreams of Nightmare tattoo right there on the right arm? He's getting 10.
Wow. I'm going to say you need some milk. But I'm going to say CJ does lead the team in interceptions. I like his freelancing ability and the way that with – you know, you playing cover six on the back end, just him floating around and just causing havoc. And I'm not going to lie on that one. I'm excited about him being here. I think Saquon edged him out a little bit, but that's true.
Primo?
I'm definitely going to say true, man. We got the secondary quarterback back. You know what I mean? The shit talking is back. The hype is back. That man's not going to let any other opposing team come in here and disrespect us like we did last year. So, you know, and the sound bite that Tim just went ahead and acknowledged, the fact that he's on rookies about dropping interceptions. Hey, I love it. That's what we need. That's what we missed. You know, I'm glad we got him back. We talked about it, and it happened. And, you know, we could go back to the show where we all – jumped with joy when, you know, the signing happened. So I think, shit, Tim, I'm really trying to go ahead and build off of the 10 right there, bro. I mean, like, I see CJ being hungry.
Come on, man. Come to the side.
I see him being hungry and stealing some picks, you know what I mean? Even from his own teammates. Like, seriously.
Give me that, Bob Sanders.
two years ago, he had 6. And then he got injured, led the league for half of the season. Yeah. But shout out to Heather. She says, supposed to be studying for my teaching certification, but I had to break for the 4th and John boys. Appreciate you, Heather.
That's love right there.
So to answer,
I get back to study.
I hate to break up the thing here, but the way I'm just looking at it, what's the one thing that we keep on saying about this defense? No fly zone is back. We got a bunch of dogs in the secondary. The bet is simply, is he going to lead the team in interceptions? I think that the safe bet would be to take the field. I kind of am thinking there's a possibility. Call me crazy. Big play Slay, with having a legitimate, potentially cornerback one on a lot of other teams opposite of him. I mean, big play Slay, he ends up, quarterbacks want to avoid him. They now have to pick between throwing towards Quinyon or throwing towards Darius.
I like how you put Quinyon in there.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I'm just gonna take the field. I don't really know who's gonna do it, but I think Slay has a shot at getting like 6 picks this year. I think that would be enough to lead the team.
Yeah, I mean, he had three.
I was scared on where you were going with that, man. I mean, you were.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, you were. You're building up the business race. Yeah, you're building it up. Nice.
Isaiah Rodgers getting some love in the chat. Shout out to
Isaiah Rodgers. Been getting mad love because he is definitely a sleeper. The fact that we saw, like, have we still even acknowledged that he's on the team? Like, it's crazy, bro. You know what I mean?
Remember,
all this hype about everybody else.
And like, if he ends up, do you think there's any possibility of him being in the slot and having – remember the year Brandon Boykin had that one year? What do you have, like, fucking picks, bro?
Oh, that pick versus the Cowboys? Yeah. Dude, sealed the deal for that
Boykin was
that was funny. That
Brandon
was
fun. Boykin, that's like a random Eagle.
Number 22. I have a jersey.
Damn.
I have a Brandon Boykin, number 22.
Dalton says, shout out to Dalton. A lot of people are saying Slay Rogers are starting, which is nuts to me. Quinyon Mitchell's Q-Stan over here. Q-Stan. Shout out to Dalton. He got his first TV appearance on Fox 29. Congrats to him. Heather says, did we put Rogers in the top 25? I think we did.
Yeah.
You missed the top 25 most important Eagles. We did that podcast
we made people mad
last week. People were mad. People very mad. Moving right along. I know. Moving right along. This one. Nye Smith will be the most impactful rookie on offense. True or false?
Be the most impactful rookie on offense.
This one's a hard one.
I know.
That is a tough one because you got to think about all the rookies that are really going to have that opportunity. It's a very stacked offense. The wide receivers being one of the most stacked positions on that offense. So it's kind of between him or Will Shipley, or honestly, who's to say? I mean, I know that there's people that are all in on Steen, but do you think once camp starts, there's any possibility of Keegan or someone else getting a shot at this guard position? Probably not this early. I think that's a bit of a stretch this early. I'm gonna say
Evan having a conversation with Evan.
Yeah, facts. I love you, Evan. What are you talking about?
Hey, man. I'm gonna shut up and say false.
You gonna say false?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Evan. It's a false for me, and not because there ain't no love for the kid. It's just that it's just a lot of love to pass around. You got quite a bit of rookies that are gonna get, you know, that exposure. Lately, Johnny Wilson has been getting some love from Jalen Hurts. They've been putting out videos of those two working out together. Who's to say that kid's not going to have a great year? You know what I mean? And then, but are we talking about offense or are we talking about
offense in general? Offense. Just
okay.
Offense.
So offense, I mean, you said it yourself, Shipley, right? So, you know, I mean, he's another one that is pretty key on making great offensive plays. It's hard, but it's going to be a false for me because I just think that could go in any directions with the good talent that we got on the offense this year. Out of the draft.
I'm going to say because you think Shipley, you think his role, you got Gainwell, but you think Yak guy or Gadget guy, I think. But I also, when you say Johnny Wilson, I think goal line role, big body target. That's where I feel like Wilson could be impactful on these goal line situations, a package or something. The dude's gigantic. So I feel like if they can get that, hey, if you remember Alshon Jeffrey's back shoulder fade touchdown thrown by Hurts earlier in his career. Hurts throws a good back shoulder fade, and I think if they can develop that, I think Wilson could be the most impactful.
If Johnny Wilson can develop into Alshon Jeffrey, that would be fantastic.
You know, I mean, because I'm not gonna say anything else other than the goal line right now, because I said earlier in the season that it was one of those situations where I don't think everyone's hyping him up to be, but I feel like he's got to develop. But I'm gonna say. I'm going to Nia Smith, most impactful rookie.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna go true, because I want him to come on the show. So so I'm gonna go with Smith, man. I think he'll be able to contribute. I hope his leg is okay. That's what I want him to be 100% healthy and get his opportunity. So yeah.
Now the last true or false question of the night. This is an honor of Evan and his brain. We're talking about sacks here, and we're not talking about we're talking about sacks, football sacks. Philadelphia Eagles have sacked the quarterback 43 times in 2023 and 70 times in 2022. Do they have more than 43 sacks in 2024?
Yes, sir. That's going to be a true for me. I mean, we talked about Vic Fangio a couple slides ago, and he steps in and, got that Dolphins team to how many sacks last year? Like 56, something like that. I think I've been saying for months now that I think that with Fletcher Cox out of here, it's officially take the training wheels off of Jalen Carter. He's going to get a lot more snaps. I think that he shows himself as one of the most dominant defensive tackles in the league this year. So I think that there's a possibility that him, even as an interior offense, defensive lineman, will get to at least 10. And I think our edge rushers are going to be healthy rotation. I think that we have well over 43 sacks this year. I'm saying up in the 50s.
Oh, what is chest? What is chest?
Oh, yeah. I definitely see more than 43 sacks. I mean, like we said, Vic Fangio is back in the building. The defense is definitely controlled a whole lot better under this man. His scheme is definitely going to be better than what we dealt with last year. So, yeah, the interior, Fletcher Cox being gone, giving more play to, you know, to the next man up, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. I mean, shit, just the three players that were announced in these comments right now is just a total of 30. So, I mean, that's already a good 75% out of the 43 that are going to be taken up just by three players. We haven't even gotten a chance to talk about the other players. So, yeah, I see the love is going to be all over the place on with that defensive line. And then especially with the rotation, it's going to be good. So, yeah, I see way more than 43. Shit, I even see way more than 50. Closer back to that. Mm. Closer to that 70 number again, man. I really feel that, you know what I mean? That swag on the defensive line is going to be back.
And like we said in that earlier graphic with Vic Fangio, Vic Fangio had last year with the squad. He had
I'm trying to get rid of it. There you go.
Fangio had 56 sacks, which was third in the NFL last season. So I say yes, we do get more than 43. I'm excited about that. Question here from Mark. He says, does the crew go over the answers before the show? If so, how many times do they get changed when the show is live?
Now this fire is from the hip here.
This is off the cuff here. We didn't even warm up. We just went. We just get thrown in the deep end like Quinion Mitchell will week one. While yeah. Tim is sitting there like, I'm just kidding.
Man, you're acting like I'm a crybaby, bro. That's wild.
I gave you the same energy off the show.
I don't want y'all to be mad at my guy.
I said, ninja, please. But I replaced the J and the G.
No, you didn't say it like that. You said it. Y'all yeah. tripping. Y'all ninjas tripping. That's what you said. I think it's gonna be between. I think it's gonna be higher. I think, and I'm right with Primo. I think it's gonna be higher. It's gonna be like 65 to 70 sacks, man. I don't think it's gonna be a lot of a rotation like you've seen previous years, because I don't think we have that depth. So they're gonna be leaning on these guys to go, you know, control their conditioning and being game breakers. Mm-hmm. You know, no more training wheels. There's, you know, Cox is not walking through that door. You know what I mean? Hassan's not walking through that door, even though he's in Japan chilling on mojitos or something. But yeah, bro, I don't see a lot of a rotation, but I definitely can see this D line. Definitely getting at it.
Who takes a bigger step forward this year, Jordan Davis or Nolan Smith?
Ooh, I'm gonna say Nolan Smith because he can do is go up.
Yeah, Nolan Smith's more of a come up than Jordan Davis. He's got more to prove, and he's got more opportunities than last year. So, I think Nolan Smith. But
did you hear his snap count was only 9 one game? That crazy?
I'm for last year. I mean, that we had a healthy rotation.
Yeah.
But before we get out of here, I want to give a big shout out to Philly Sports Trips. Now, if you're trying to book those trips, not only just Brazil, there's other trips. We're going to New Orleans. If you're going to Tampa, Dawkins is going to be there. If you want to hang with Dawkins, it's a great experience. If you're an Eagle fan, you should try to do that before you kick the bucket. Cincinnati would be a great trip. LA takeover, always awesome. But want to give a shout out to a lot of people that have been helping us over the years. Shout out to DJ Lowski. Make sure you go to LowskiENT.com if you're trying to get your party jumping.
Best DJ in the game.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Best designer in the game. Shout out to Jesse Wines. You can follow him on Instagram, Jesse_Wines. If you need graphics, the graphic guy, Jesse Wines, will get you right. For our tailgates, if you haven't seen these dope-ass chains, shout out to Crafty John. You can find him at craftyjohn.com. And get yourself a chain. We all have the chains somewhere mm-hmm. in our life.
I'm still waiting on my King Flajo.
Yeah. We'll get to you. Crafty John is looking at you like this.
Did you want that with or without the milk?
No, see, y'all wilding, man.
Shout out to Bud Light for giving the tailgate, you know, that vibe. And shout out to Concha Hawk and Italian Bakery and Red Bull for giving us wings, and for Evan drinking those Red Bulls like they're going out of style.
They're delicious.
He's a big fan. We're all a big fan. But last word before we get out, or we'll go with you, Tim, besides drinking milk, tell us about your last word.
y'all are bugging. Yo.
Milk and cookies.
No, I would definitely want to say thank you, everybody. Die Hard, go ahead and put that in there. Also, I think all four of us are going to be in New Orleans, right?
Sir.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, in New Orleans and L.A., and I'm, you know, I'm coming back home for one. So I just can't wait to see everybody.
Sir.
Y'all know what it is, man. Fourth and John, we for the people. And happy birthday. Happy birthday to your pops, bro.
Yeah, happy birthday.
And he's an outstanding man. I love every time I come home. Every time I come back home, I go visit him. Yeah, bro. Shout out to pops. Shout out to pops, man. I love having conversations with him. He still has that witty with him. He's still with it. Don't mess up his day. You know what I'm saying? He's just in there chilling. So
pimp ass wheelchair. Last word, Primo.
Yeah, man. Before I get started, definitely shout out to your pops, man. Many blessings. You know, the man's still looking healthy. So, you know, you got some good genes in your system there, bro. Blessings and, you know, many more years. And then big shout out to Evan, man. Evan, bro, I saw the suit over the weekend, GQ and this shit. Like, yo, proud brother. Like, yo, that boy cleaned up very well, man. It looks like you had a good time, so. You know what I mean? Big ups to you guys. And everybody that tuned in, appreciate you guys always tuning in, making all this possible. I'm excited. Season tickets has been wrapped up. I'm ready to go. Talked to Gail about it the other night. So, you know what I mean? The schedules, date, the games we go into. I'm really excited. Definitely looking forward to Saturday, taking my son with me to Devontae softball game, trying to keep that tradition with him. Or any of the celebrity softball games that come our way. You know what I mean? Just looking forward to getting back to work, man. And then don't forget, if you guys get a chance for the shirt, man, go type in Die Hard in the YouTube, subscribe. Make sure you guys follow us. We're trying to really build that podium up for us, you know what I mean? So we appreciate you guys really taking the time and going subscribing, and let's boost that up for us. Other than that, you know what I mean? Like always, go Birds.
I'm going to continue to echo, you know, happy birthday to the GOAT, Mr. Saunders. I hope the Phils get a win for him tonight, bro. I know that will make his day. So. Diehard Philly fan. But other than that, man, I want to say one thing, and it's stemming off of my weekend that just passed. Can y'all chill the fuck out on the roads? Can y'all just chill the fuck out? I almost got ran the fuck off the road by a fucking tractor trailer on the way home. He was literally chasing after me. I'm doing 20 plus just so he doesn't ram into the back of me. All because I was trying to go my turn in a zipper, and he didn't like that. He wanted to fucking beat me out. I'm just saying, bro, it was a fucking crazy experience. Called the cops. It was wild. I'm telling you, I was being chased by this man. I'll tell you something.
I saw that movie once.
Yo, Fourth and John, we ain't no snitches over here.
Nah, fuck that, bro.
Yo,
stop driving like assholes.
This is what happens. When you have the Zach Wilson haircut,
bro. Listen, if you were in my situation. I'm in a sedan, and this man is trying to hit me with his 18-wheeler. It's a losing battle for me, bro.
I've been in your situation. I'm taking whatever bottles I got in the car, tossing them back, and I'm like, yo.
I got Mario Kart.
We'll start throwing luggage at him. Nah, fuck that, bro.
Hey, I got popo on speed dial.
Y'all need to just chill the fuck out. That's
every day. You heard it from Evan, but that's every day.
Evan said, slow down, okay? Slow your roll. Before we get out of here, once again, shout out to Devontae Smith. The softball game is on Saturday. It was dope last year. It was dope the year before that. Make sure you go to the website and buy some tickets. It's going to be great. Me and Primo will be there. If you see us, come by and say hi. Shout out to everybody in the chat with the true or false answers and comments. And again, if you, Tim, can you show that T?
Yeah.
Tim will be sending out a t-shirt. Shout out to Brother Life, right?
Right. Yeah. Brotherly Life.
Brotherly Life.
Yeah. Brotherly Life. He also has another one with the Slim Reaper and Devontae Smith, and it's him with the Sleep Reaper. It's pretty dope. I'll be sharing that one.
Yeah. Stay focused.
Yo, was this Mick on Tim today?
Right, can I see the t-shirt I want to?
No.
Yeah, my pops is about, he's having his birthday.
I'm getting on Gail's ass.
Yo. My pops is like, my food's getting cold, son. But the t-shirt. Comment Die Hard in the YouTube comments. Get yourself the t-shirt. All right. So we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly. And Tim, stay focused.